Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Come fly with me.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Welcome aboard. We are in the final hour of today's three-hour show. Remember, if you've missed any part of it, you'll find it archived and podcast at sabrams.com, archive for a year, and podcast at travelers411.com, the interactive side of our family of award-winning websites. Easy for you to say, Roger Rabbit. And it's podcast for a year. So we figure if you don't download it in a year, you're probably not going to. But if at some future time you want to give a listen, you're going to find the most incredible reference library of audio information about travel delivered by the real experts, the people in the destination who are responsible for the traveler's experiences and live there, eat it, drink it, breathe it, know all about it. Yeah, I think that's the thing that most of my guests I hear most often of, aside from the fact they like the style of the interview that I do, which is focused on what my guest just said as opposed to what's my next question. I think they very much appreciate the fact that they're not going to get misquoted, because what you hear is what they said. So the only way we can make a mistake is if they've made it, which practically never happens. And, you know, I can remember so many times, not so much now, but in my past life as executive vice president of a $1.5 billion travel company, when I would get interviewed by the travel editor of some newspaper or the people at one of the travel trade papers like Travel Weekly, Travel Agent. Years ago, there was a magazine called Travel Trade. I don't know if it's still out there. I think I would walk around with a paper bag on my head until it was published, because I was so recky about being misquoted. And when you hear people talk about being skeptical about media, there's a good reason. Because far too many times people are misquoted. And it's an enormous embarrassment for the person who's been misquoted. And if they ever publish a correction, it's on page 92 in about three lines in a little tiny box in the gutter, which is the place where the left and right side pages come together. Yeah, not pretty. But we don't have that problem here because we give our guests an opportunity to tell their story. And this hour, I have to tell you, I'm very excited about my guest this hour. I received something, an alert about things going on in Virginia City. No, not a place in Virginia or West Virginia, a place in Nevada. And it sounded so interesting. So I contacted them and I organized to have Virginia City Tourism's director, tourism director, Denny Dotson, come on the air with me. And we send out a questionnaire that's got to be filled out before the guest comes on. So I've got some basic information so I know how to proceed with the interview. And I'm reading down the list of items that we put out a question that says, is there a promotion, niche market event, new product or service for guests, visitors to your region that you'd like to talk about? Because sometimes, literally, I could do a 5-hour interview and never get to some subject area that somebody is hot to talk about. So I want to know if there's something they're interested in talking about. And I get back this list of things this guest would like to talk about. And I'm reading this and I'm saying, well, you know, this sounds familiar. I think we've talked about these things before. And they're unique. It's not like we'd like to talk about our beautiful lake and our wonderful mountains. I mean, that could be anywhere. These are very specific, wild and crazy, way out there events. And I'm thinking, could there be another place in the world that has these events? And then I did a little quick search and found out we've actually had this guest on before, but it's been some time. And certainly time for an update. And there are a few things on this list I don't remember. One of them being their Rocky Mountain Oyster Fry. And I'm going to have my first question for my guest right after we come back from this little message. And the question's going to be, are Rocky Mountain oysters like mountain oysters that you'd get in Louisiana, which are no kind of oyster? And we're going to find out together right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Tanglewood tickets go on sale January 29th. Visit the summer home of the Boston Symphony and Boston Pops, located in the beautiful Berkshire Hills of Western Massachusetts. For a full schedule and ticket information, visit tanglewood.org or call 888-266-1200.
Why is a highfalutin scoop shooting son of a gun from Arizona? Ragtime cowboy, you talk about your cowboy, ragtime cowboy Joe. He always sings.
Okay, Denny Dotson, tourism director for Virginia City Tourism. Are Rocky Mountain oysters the same as mountain oysters?
No, they're actually come from those critters with four legs that walk around up and down with the cowboys.
Well, hang on. Do you know what mountain oysters are?
I do.
Okay, you want to tell my audience?
I do. They are actually bull testicles.
Yes, they are the testicles of bulls. And they are a gourmet delight in places like Bossier City, Louisiana. There are no kind of oyster that comes out of the sea. Now,
no, they're not.
Now, are Rocky Mountain oysters related to mountain oysters, or are they related to what comes out of the sea?
Oh, they're probably related to the mountain oysters, Stephanie. And, with the large tradition of Basque and Irish here in northern Nevada, it's only fitting that we pair that old tradition with an old town and celebrate on St. Patrick's Day every year.
So your Rocky Mountain oysters are also bull testicles or something else?
Yes, they are.
Why would anybody want to eat that?
Well, again, the large tradition of Basque in northern Nevada, and that's what they did. They came out and did their branding and took the bull testicles and cooked them up in all different sorts of ways, and we've continued that tradition and paired up with St. Patrick's Day to have one of the most unique and fun celebrations in the country.
I'm sure they have a wonderful time. And by the way, the more you drink, the better everything tastes. And the funnier every comedian is. You go to some comedian show and it's awful. And you're just sitting there thinking this is the worst. And people are falling off the seats laughing. It's because they've already had three drinks. So the more that you drink, the funnier people get. But, you know, I have a rule. My rule is, food has to be pretty. I don't eat any ugly food. So I'm going to tell you Rocky Mountain oysters would not be on my dish, nor haggis. Now, there's another one. That looks like that came from somewhere near the back of the bull also. I mean, ugly. ugly. I mean, seriously ugly. But do you imbibe in these things yourself?
Oh, absolutely. I've been a judge, Stephanie, a couple times. And, you know, we do have some chefs that go out of their way to make those things look very appetizing. You couldn't believe the ways and the creativity that shines through.
You'd need some creativity. I think you'd need some creativity. Have you ever eaten real fried oysters that come out of the water?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, yes. Now that's good.
Yeah.
And they're even pretty.
And they are, yeah. But I gotta tell you, I think I actually prefer the Rocky Mountain oysters.
Well, that's okay with me. It's different strokes for different folks. But that's not passing my lips. But I don't think we talked about that last time. We talked about some of the other goodies that you've. One of your assistants was kind enough to send over to me about events and things coming up, and some of them are just hilarious. But we're gonna first talk about where Virginia City is located, and you know what there is. Why would people want to come in the first place and enjoy some of these wild and crazy events in the second place? And we're going to do that right after these important messages. I want to remind everybody, have a visit to sabrams.com, sabrams.com, and to travelers411.com. Be sure you check on our directories and just click all over the place. And visit my Facebook and friend me, Stephanie.Abrams.94. We'll be right back. Don't leave.
Why is a highfalutin scoop shooting son of a gun from Arizona? Ragtime cowboy, you talk about your cowboy, ragtime cowboy Joe. He always sings raggedy music to the cattle as he swings back and forward in the saddle on a horse, a pretty good horse. He sings a pretty good game. Such a fun to the roar of his repeater, how they run.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Follow Ireland's wild Atlantic Way along the coastline from Kinsale to Malinhead, Ireland's most southern and northern points, and wend your way through charming towns and villages where you're sure to find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, and fish and seafood caught in Irish waters prepared into mouth-watering meals created by skilled chefs waiting at a table set for you. To complement the experiences of your day exploring Ireland, let the mist of the sea embrace you as you walk along the beaches or ride horseback. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you. Music, art, dance, architecture, history, literature. Take a course in surfing or maybe a cooking class, all by the side of the sea. And there are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares and accommodations, from B&Bs to cozy country castles. Visit your travel agent in Ireland.com. This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. 2016 is the year to jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Long Crew Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. 15% savings valid for sale through May 2017. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. For details, visit Amtrak.com or ILoveNY.com. Portions of today's show brought to you by Rumors, Stephanie Abrams' novel of secrets, lies, and conspiracies that ensnare the lives of ordinary people in a tightening web that all starts with rumors. Available at Amazon.com in print and Kindle formats and BarnesandNoble.com. Rumors by Stephanie Abrams, the perfect leisure time companion. This weather report is brought to you by Jamaica Tourist Board. The long-range weather forecast for the north, coast-to-coast, calls for snow, sleet, icy rain, slippery roads, and temperatures with the wind chill factor well below zero. The long-range forecast for Jamaica calls for warm and sunny today, warm and sunny tomorrow, next month, and the months that follow, with highs around 83 degrees and lows around 76. Isn't it time to plan your winter breakaway in Jamaica now? Learn more at visitjamaica.com.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. 2016 is the year to jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Long Crew Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak, valid through May of 2017. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com or ILoveNY.com.
See them tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. Lonely but free I'll be found, drifting along with a tumbling tumbleweed.
Around the world this hour, it's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm delighted to have Denny Dotson, Tourism Director for Virginia City Tourism in Virginia City, Nevada. And it's Nevada, all you Easterners. Took me a long time to learn to say that, because we're used to saying Nevada. I wonder where that happened. Somewhere along the Mississippi River, Nevada became Nevada. So let's do it right. I'll try to keep it on the right path here. So exactly where are you located, and what airport would you fly into? Where would you be coming from to get yourself to Virginia City, Nevada, Denny?
Stephanie, we're located in northern Nevada, about 20 miles up in the foothills out of Reno, Nevada, and maybe a little under an hour away from Lake Tahoe.
Okay, so I don't have a map in front of me. And since I have flown in mostly to Nevada, except for those areas closest to South Lake Tahoe, which is in California,
mm-hmm.
and then you cross a street, and literally you cross the street and you're standing in Nevada, and that whole area feels like it's one town because it's, you know, shops and restaurants and casinos on the Nevada side of the street. You cross the street and there's more hotels and South Lake Tahoe, well, Lake Tahoe, and Heavenly Mountain right there where you can go up and ski. And so you'd be flying in. The best place to fly in to get to you quickest is?
It would be the Reno Tahoe International Airport.
Okay, what direction is it to get from Reno to Las Vegas?
You have to go south. We're about 7-8 hours away from Las Vegas, just due north up in the top of the state.
But
we're only about 3 hours from San Francisco. People realize
yes.
that we're actually that close.
Yes, it is. I don't know about to you, but it's I think it was 4 hours from San Francisco to South Lake Tahoe, which would be about right.
Which direction you take, yeah, which highway.
Well, we didn't do the highway because there were fires happening, and Route 50 was closed. So we had it took us closer to 5 or 6 hours, and you could actually see the glow in the sky of the fires that were 40 miles away, but you could see it. But we felt perfectly safe, and we made a fine trip, and twice actually. And I just loved the region. We got to Carson City. I don't know why we didn't get to Virginia City. Well, I guess we ran out of time. And we were there a week. It was 6 days. And we just ran out of time. So we got to get back and see Reno and see Virginia City and all that, because we haven't done that yet. And now JetBlue is flying from, I think from Boston maybe, but from a whole bunch of places into Reno because Tesla.
They are. Yeah, New York City actually. Reno.
Tesla built a factory to build batteries, car batteries. And so, you have all the corporate types that needed to run back and forth. And somebody finally decided, oh, good idea. Why don't we fly nonstop to Reno? Yeah, how about that? I mean, you got to build it so people can come. So it's wonderful because being able to fly nonstop into Reno is a blessing. So you fly into Reno and you pick up a car. And what direction do you go to get to Virginia City?
Southeast from the airport, probably closer to a half an hour.
That's no big deal. That's easy.
No. Beautiful drive.
Yeah.
Overlooking the Sierras.
And you know what you can do, people? Why don't you plan to fly into Reno? You can spend a little bit of time there. Hot foot it over to Virginia City. And go from there. Stop and visit Carson City, which is like an old cowboy town, too. And then go to South Lake Tahoe and have some fun there. And then take the 3-hour, 4-hour drive to San Francisco, spend the night there. And if you flew out on JetBlue, you can fly back from San Francisco to wherever you came from on JetBlue, too. That would be a very cool trip. I love that. That's just gorgeous. Well, we're going to take a quick break and come back and find out about some of these wild and crazy events that are being planned once again in Virginia City, some of which we've spoken about before, and they are hilarious, so stay with me. Stephanie Abrams here.
But I find just where the trail will wind, drifting along with a tumbling tumbleweed.
know when night has gone that a new world born at dawn.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings. While enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband Both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
Happy trails to you.
Around the world this hour, it's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Yes. So I have on the line Denny Dotson, Tourism Director for Virginia City Tourism in Virginia City, Nevada. Were the first founders from Virginia?
Oh, I don't know if they were from Virginia or not, but we had people from all over the world here in the late 1800s.
I'm just wondering if there's some history behind getting called Virginia City.
Well, actually, there is. There is a gentleman who was named Old Virginie, and he happened to break his jug full of whiskey on the side of the mountain, and instead of getting upset, he just shrugged his shoulders and said, I'll just christen this town Old Virginie. It kind of stuck from there.
How do you like that? That's clever. Okay. I get it. I certainly do get it. All right. Well, let's talk about people during the commercial break. Denny Dotson was doing his best to try to tell me how somebody was going to cook up a serving of Rocky Mountain oysters and mix it in with, I don't know, jalapenos or some, you know, make me a nice nacho supreme and mix in these. And don't do that. I mean, don't even go there. Don't even think about it. Don't consider it. I don't want to know about it. I don't want any parts of it. Thank you very much. But you know what it made me think of? You ever been to Milan, Italy?
No, I have not. Not yet.
Okay. Well, when you go to Milan, there's a shopping arcade kind of a place. You see it often in movies, you know, because it's very dramatic looking. And for those of you who have been to Brussels, Belgium, you know the shopping arcade there where it's like it's made in the shape of a cross. So you've got one big long hallway and then you've got another big long hallway that crosses it. And the ceiling is arched and domed and lots of glass in the ceiling shining in. Well, there's one just like it in Milan. Only I think the one in Milan is bigger, but you'll see it in like James Bond movies and stuff. There's always somebody running through that mall. In the middle of that mall, there is in the mosaic tile floor a mosaic image of a bull, and it is Italian custom and superstition that one should take one's heel, and it's this bull on the floor, and put your heel on the testicles of this bull, and then grind your heel left and right like you're killing a bug. And it's a combination of good luck, and if you want to get pregnant, you'll be fertile. A little bit of Italian crazy. And I just thought you should know that and think about that when you have your Rocky Mountain oysters at your Rocky Mountain Oyster Fry. Is there a season to do that?
I mean,
is it like crabs?
Yeah, typically in the spring when they do their calving and bringing in the branding and stuff. Yeah.
It must be humiliating for the bull. That's all
well,
I have to say on that subject.
Yeah, I guess that's life.
Yeah, well, listen, you wouldn't want to be that bull. Think about that one. Have a little empathy here.
No,
have a little empathy here. But you've got some wild and crazy events, and I remember two particularly. Had to do with racing camels and ostriches. Have I got that right? When do you do that?
We do that in the second weekend of September every year. It started out as a spoof, a gag, if you will, where the local editor, the paper there, wrote an article about, hey, we're going to race these camels down the middle of the C Street, which is a state highway there in Virginia City. It got picked up by The Wire, and San Francisco Chronicle said, we can win this. We got a camel down here at the zoo. So they huffed it up here with some camels, and sure enough, we've been doing it for 57 years now.
Wow. Wow, that is a big wow. I mean, I can't imagine. How many people come to this?
You know, probably over 10,000 people come over the two or three shows that we do. And, you know, in this day, before we actually charged admission, we have upwards of probably 18,000 to 20,000 people. But now we do charge admission. The camels are no longer free, so we have to try and recoup some of the cost.
Wow. So how do you get them to run? They seem like such lazy animals.
Everybody's got to eat. You know?
I mean, but it's so not they, the... Oh, so you all the carrot?
They bribe them a little bit to get around that, and when they get in, they get a little carrot or a little something. But the gentleman that brings them out, Joe Hedricks out of Kansas, and his crew do an outstanding job. They treat the animals very, very well, and they shows. Animals love to perform. They love to get out there, and they're hams themselves, showing off a little bit.
You know, do people bet on these things?
Maybe not officially, Stephanie, but there are certainly some side bets. You'll see some folks getting after it and rooting for gate one, two, or three, you know, and who they think's going to win. Each one of the races, they introduce the animals and the jockeys before each race.
Do they race right on the street, or you have a track?
We have an arena. Yeah, they run down, kind of a horsey shape. It's not a straight run straightaway. They go down, go around a pylon, if you will, and then come back.
Okay, so here's my question. You mentioned some Irishmen earlier in the history of Virginia City.
Mm-hmm.
So do these, when you're sitting at the finish line, or the starting gate, for that matter, are the ostriches and camels running counterclockwise or clockwise? Or counterclockwise, like our horses in America run counterclockwise.
They run counterclockwise.
Okay, because in Ireland and the UK, they run clockwise. It is the funniest thing when you're used to seeing American racing. And I guess in Canada, too. I mean, I don't know how much racing goes on there, but American horses are accustomed to coming out of the gate and running to the right, you know, straight ahead of them. If they were at 6 o'clock, they'd be running to 5 o'clock. Irish horses and horses in the UK run the other way. So when they go in the gate, if they're at 6 o'clock, they're facing 7 o'clock. And they're running around clockwise. It is so weird looking, I have to tell you. It just looks so strange to see them running the wrong way. But it's all part of that, you know, being on the wrong side of the road story. They're just normal for them. It's all right. Well, I'm very happy to hear these are Americanized camels and ostriches who know which direction to run in. Now, that's in September. When do you do, ready for this audience, when do you do the outhouse racing?
Generally, we do the outhouse racing the first weekend in October. And again, that's one of the quirkier events that we do. But obviously, Virginia City is about history, a lot of American history there, but we like to have fun.
I don't remember. I actually not only studied, but taught American history, and I don't remember anything about, you know, I remember celebrations for Fourth of July and Labor Day and whatnot, and the discovery of America assigned to Christopher Columbus, whether it was true or not. But I don't remember learning about the tradition of outhouse races. So how did this happen?
Well, there is a story.
I'll bet there is. Stephanie Abrams here inviting you to Northern Ireland's North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers. Walk in mythical footsteps of giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrickarreed Rope Bridge. Enjoy miles of sugary sand at Port Stewart Beach. And have a bite at Harry's Shack with its million-dollar panoramic beach view.
Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Giant's Causeway.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the character's experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings. While enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal. All while taking advantage of your 15% savings and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. 15% savings valid for sale through May 2017. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. For details, visit Amtrak.com or ILoveNY.com. Portions of today's show brought to you by Rumors, Stephanie Abrams' novel of secrets, lies, and conspiracies that ensnare the lives of ordinary people in a tightening web that all starts with rumors. Available at Amazon.com in print and Kindle formats and BarnesandNoble.com. Rumors by Stephanie Abrams, the perfect leisure time companion. This weather report is brought to you by Jamaica Tourist Board. The long-range weather forecast for the north, coast to coast, calls for snow, sleet, icy rain, slippery roads, and temperatures with the wind chill factor well below zero. The long-range forecast for Jamaica calls for warm and sunny today, warm and sunny tomorrow, next month, and the months that follow, with highs around 83 degrees and lows around 76. Isn't it time to plan your winter breakaway in Jamaica now? Learn more at visitjamaica.com.
This hour, it's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm really happy that I've managed to reconnect with Denny Dotson. And if you'd like to hear the interview that we did more than a year ago, you can find it archived at sabrams.com. Put in Virginia City, Nevada, or put in Denny Dotson, D-O-T-S-O-N, and Denny is one N, D-E-N-Y, Dotson. And you'll find the interview, so you can listen and see if he's made up some stuff this time that didn't exist last time. We catch people in the best stories. So let's talk about what other events might be sooner than September. For those people who've got traveling feet and want to get on the road.
Well, Stephanie, one thing we have is something going on just about every weekend for all age groups. And, you know, we start off with this Rocky Mountain Oyster Fry, like we mentioned earlier, but we have motorcycle events. One of the largest Grand Prix off-road motorcycle events starts right in the middle of town in April and goes from there to other food events like chili. We have one of the most special and awesome 4th of July celebrations you'll see in any small town in America.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Stop.
Sure.
You just made a big leap from chili to 4th of July. Is the chili associated with the 4th of July or with something else?
Nope. It's a separate event.
Okay.
Chili event.
Explain this chili event.
Chili event is the International Society, Chili Society of America, and we're one of the qualifying locations. Where folks come, we usually get about 45 to 50 vendors, and a lot of them are competing to go to the World Championships. Once they, if they participate and win, they're in Virginia City.
Wow. Okay, so now that's when?
That is in May on the 20th and 21st of May.
Okay. So now from 20th and 21st of May, we skip to 4th of July.
We have a couple of obviously something going on just about every weekend. There are other events, but the bigger ones, like I would say 4th of July is.
So what do you do you know, I've had on, there's a place in Texas called Granberry, it's like cranberry, but with a G, G-R-A-N-B-U-R-Y. And they do like a Mayberry old-fashioned 4th of July, and I haven't been to it. But I would love to go sometime. It's just it's very busy in my life in summer, so the chances of that happening are slim to none. But you never know. I might get crazy sometime and say I got to be there. But it sounds so sweet and so charming and so old. Let's take an old-fashioned walk, you know, kind of. So what makes your 4th of July special?
Probably it's a chance for us to show just how patriotic our town is. There are several light stands, light poles throughout, lined up through town that are just littered in folks that serve or are currently serving. We have flags flying through just about every location that you can think of in town. And then we kick it off at noon with about an hour and a half long parade where many folks from all over the Northern Nevada come and participate in just an amazing parade that a lot of bands, a lot of military vehicles and car clubs and equestrian groups. There is vendors on the sides that are selling all kinds of, you know, hot dogs and popcorn and whatnot. And then it ends with a free concert where we have a group that plays just about every weekend at the Bucket of Blood. The Comstock Cowboys do a free concert outside just right at dusk.
Did you say a Bucket of Blood?
The Bucket of Blood.
What is that? What is the Bucket of Blood?
The Bucket of Blood is a saloon that's been in Virginia City.
That's
since
hilarious.
The late 1800s.
Boy, you cowboys, you are something. Man, the names you come up with and the stuff you come up with, I'm loving you.
It's one of the go-to places for anybody that comes to Virginia City. They have to go there and check it out. And that's what the way all of our saloons were there in Virginia City. You know, we had 110 of them, Stephanie, in the 1800s. A small town had about 25,000 people with 110 saloons.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to have to come back again. You know, we have just blown through this hour. And we have
a lot going on.
I'm telling you, you really do. There's a website our folks can go and visit, and it is?
Visit Virginia City, NV.com.
Visit Virginia City, NV for Nevada.com. I want to thank you so much for joining us. Everybody else, thank you for joining us. Come back next week, visit our websites, and go friend me at stephanie.abrams.94, and be sure to visit sabrams.com and travelers411.com, and come back next week. Gotta fly now.
You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. You just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.
A message from DAV to returning veterans. Thank you. for doing your duty and doing our bidding. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way and putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for defending our freedom and displaying your honor. DAV thanks all veterans by fighting to get them the benefits and support they were promised. Visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.